Good morning and welcome to another episode of Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio, pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought. We are changing your belief and helping you make real lifestyle changes. Club Inhale Exhale is headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call here, 978-454-4980. Again, the number is 978-454-4980. Don't forget to go over to our Facebook pages at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale and facebook.com/greenchocolatebar, where you can stay up to date on all of our podcasts, which are now on our website under our podcast section. So make sure to go there at clubinhaleexhale.com. How many websites do we have to have, right?
A ton
of them. They're all out there. They're absolutely out there.
As many as we pay for.
If you can also go to iTunes and download us there under their podcast section by searching for Green Chocolate Bar or Club Inhale Exhale. Coach Kelly.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, what's going on today?
We're going to talk about loss. I know.
It just got real quiet.
You see how I just did that?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I love my job.
Jesus.
I love my job. I love it. I love it. I love it. So something that dawned on me as we were preparing for the show when we walked into the station today, you said something. I don't know. You were reading something or talking about something. I'm sorry. I don't remember what you said. It's far more important about what I say. Sorry.
Okay.
But you sparked something in me. And I thought, when people say that they lose something, most of the time, if they say, oh, I lost my mom, or my dog is lost, or I lost my cat, you know, in the woods, whatever. Most people are like, oh, that's, oh, I'm sorry. That's a bummer. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But when people say, oh, I lost 10 pounds, people are like, wow, that's great.
Fantastic.
Right? But really, the scale has nothing to do with weight loss. It doesn't have anything to do with body fat loss. So
you're kind of shocking people right now by saying that.
I'm going to talk about loss today.
Okay. Well, don't get so sad about it.
I'm going to talk about loss. But then when we gain something, everybody's like, yay.
Right?
Nobody ever says, wow, I gained 10 pounds. I'm psyched. Right? But, oh, I gained $10. I found $10.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. In my world, powerlifting,
you want to gain.
You want to gain.
Yeah.
It's in bodybuilding, you want to gain.
Yeah,
you want to put that
time.
Muscle on. It does. It absolutely does. Yeah. So I'd be excited. Had a 10 pound as a muscle. I'd be dancing a jig.
Right, exactly.
Right?
And then like we said last week, isn't it fascinating how when you do gain 10 pounds of muscle because you do go to the gym and your nutrition is on where it's supposed to be and you can gain muscle, right?
Sure.
And lose body fat. People are like, oh, that I could never do that.
Mm. Feels great when they finally actually get to that point, though.
Yeah. I just think, again, I'll ask the same question I did last week. When did it become cool to be unhealthy and say, oh, I could never do that? That's just, you're crazy. Oh, you want to go to the gym? Mm. Okay, well, then go try something else. And I thought about that this morning in the shower. It's definitely part of our job to get people to understand you do not have to go to the gym to lose weight. You can lose weight by not going to the gym.
I had a conversation with a client this morning. I have a phone call check-in that I do with the client on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to her, she was actually very frustrated.
Okay.
Because over the last month since she started working with me, she got seriously sick. I mean, she came down with that cold everybody had and stuff like that.
I'm still a little
nasally. She was going through, it was like a couple of weeks of off and on. You know, but she's actually done really good with the nutrition portion of things.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been able to go to the gym as frequently as she used to.
Right.
Right? Now, then last week, she just twisted her ankle. She tweaked her ankle last Thursday night. Right. So it's been kind of like a month of these events going on.
Yeah.
So she's like, so I haven't really been able to get to the gym. So my first response was, well, what's your ankle got to do with your upper body?
Right.
And she's like, well, I guess I could go do arms or something. I go, I guess you could.
Yeah. Like she just twisted it. It's not broken.
It's not broken. She sprained it and stuff like that.
Okay.
And obviously,
is she in a
boot? Swollen. It's not in the boot. It's a sprain. It's swollen.
Okay. Sure.
She's just kind of nursing it and stuff like that.
Got
and
it.
I did mention to her, I said, look, if it's still swollen after 5 days, you might actually want to go to the doctors because it should have like come down within a couple of days.
That's the other thing.
Easily. You know?
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
My point I just wanted to make
right.
to her is, you know, you can still go to the gym. You can still do other things. Don't let this frustrate you or stop you from working on your plan.
Yeah.
Number two,
I
had to remind her, because I've said this to her in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of clients and have worked with a lot of clients, and we do, both of us, on just nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, really? Just nutrition without exercise? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because the key ingredient to all of this is nutrition.
Right.
You know, you're going to change your body composition through food.
Yeah.
Exercise
is just a happy place to be.
Is a very happy place to be.
Yeah.
It's my sanity. You know, it
Wait
really
a minute,
is.
Hold on. Your what?
Listen.
Your what?
Exercise is my sanity.
Oh, you know what the word sanity means?
Hey.
God love you.
Jeez. I am insane 99% of the time.
You are completely insane. You are completely insane. So I just thought that was interesting. How people constantly talk about weight loss, and you know how great that is. Yet the rest of everything else that you lose in your life, I lost my car keys. Oh man, that sucks!
Right.
You lose anything other than weight. I can't think of anything else. So actually, if somebody can kind of spark that and they want to give a call in, they can.
A long time ago, somebody made it emotional for us to think about weight in such a negative way.
Yeah,
and it was through media. It was through social. It was through that whole magazine and all that stuff. And they made it very emotional for us. Like it was a really bad thing to be overweight.
Right. Which, well, we all know why we carry weight in certain ways in certain times of the year and do certain things.
Do we, though? You're a food psychology coach.
That's right.
We've got to remind everybody out there. You're saying something. I know what's in your head right now and what's wrapping around there.
Yeah.
I don't think most people know, right? I don't think most people know what you're saying right now. Like why we carry certain, we carry weight during certain times of the year rather than certain other times of the year. And what's funny is it's actually opposite.
Yes.
Than what most people think.
Absolutely.
So, just from, what do you know?
Generally
speaking. I think
we've
got to tell people right
generally
now.
Generally speaking, you actually gain more weight in the summer than in the winter.
Right.
Generally speaking.
But that's a bad thing. And people always realize why. And they think it's the hot dogs and hamburgers and ketchup and the beers.
It's partially due to that.
It is partially due to that,
and it's
right?
partially due to I want to go home. I want to sit on my back deck. And I want to watch the kids play in the pool. And I
want
to have a glass of wine. And I want to, you know, have my strawberry daiquiri or whatever.
So what's that called?
Oh.
That cycle?
Oh, you see my hands moving.
Oh, I do.
What's the word? What's the word? Why am I forgetting the word right now?
What is it? Circadian?
No, that's not circadian rhythm.
There's
another one. It's kind of like what grizzly bears do.
Yes.
They pack
hibernate.
It all. Yes. It's like a hibernation. It's like a pre-hibernation.
Yeah.
Because in the summertime, we actually tend to eat more fruits and vegetables, which is a good thing. But if you're, people always think, oh, I have a good example.
Mm-hmm.
I have a woman who once told me, well, I eat a whole cantaloupe every day. What? A whole cantaloupe?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But it's summertime.
Trying to get all your fruits in?
Yeah. But it's
one serving?
And it's a cantaloupe. Well, OMG. Tell me what your what is Karen from the Chamber of Commerce call those squirrel wings?
Oh,
The saggy triceps?
Yeah.
Tell me how your squirrel wings look come fall.
Right?
Because your body's might not be, it's storing all of that sugar. So you still have to be careful. But I think people use the seasons as an excuse as well.
Well, of course they do.
Well, and I don't think they do it intentionally. People definitely don't do this stuff intentionally.
Well,
nothing that we say is people, I truly believe people want to be healthy.
Oh, of course.
But I truly also believe that they have no idea how to get there because weight loss. Oh, weight loss is so, it's complex. It really
sure
is. That's why it has nothing to do with the scale.
Yeah.
That's why you have to understand your body. And like you said, circadian rhythms. That's a good one. And we can always talk about circadian rhythms during the show or at another time.
Well, what about right now?
Well, because
you're bringing up the fact of the seasons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think people need to understand, like, you know, we're coming into beach season and this is all of a sudden, you know, the time where people are like, oh my God, I got to shed some extra pounds because I want to look fantastic.
Weight loss.
Yeah. I want to look fantastic. You're so sad today. What is going on?
I'm not sad. I'm trying to make a point.
I get it.
Work
I totally
with me,
get
Coach
it. I'm working with you. So, but this is that time frame where everybody's like, oh my God, I got to lose those extra pounds. I got to get on the beach. I got to take my shirt off. I don't want to take my shirt off. I don't want to do this. I feel uncomfortable by doing that if I go to the beach and take my shirt off and I got all these pounds on
Let me tell you, I'd feel uncomfortable if I went to the beach and I took my shirt off.
Uh-huh. So.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm a woman. Get it? Breasts.
Oh, my Lord. For crying. Did you hear that a certain part?
Did you not?
Chris, you might like this.
Wait
Hampton
a minute.
Beach.
On.
No, we're going somewhere else here. Come on. Hang on. Hampton Beach, there's a section of it that I think is becoming topless.
Stop it right now.
Oh, look at him going for the
really?
Butt. Really? See? Yeah,
no
really.
That's interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah. I don't think we could really handle that, though.
What?
Well, I mean, just Americans alone, I just don't think we can handle something
like
that.
You're saying we're immature as
a
society?
I'm saying we're so immature as a society.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey, I am totally down for them to do that. I will be the first one there. But I'm one of the people that it shouldn't be done.
No. So Europe is all like this.
Yes.
There are parts of the United States that do this, right?
Well, aren't there like...
private resorts or whatever it is.
Yeah, like
you know,
naked communities.
Yeah. So... It's one of those. Look, I was 10 years old.
Oh,
the
dear.
First time I went to Italy. Actually, that was the second time, but I was too little to remember.
The first time you saw breasts. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, it's true. You were right there on the same path. I was 10 years old, and we were in Italy.
Dear.
And of course, I'm walking down the beach with my dad, my cousin, and one of my uncles, right?
Yeah.
His father. And we're walking down the beach, and all of a sudden, I did one of those things where I looked up.
No.
And I was like,
oh.
Okay. Hey.
Suck in that bottom lip.
Yeah. My dad just kind of looked over him. He's like, knock it off. I'm 10. I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that must have been
weird. It was very strange, but for them, it wasn't because, you know, I'm first generation born here. My parents, quite a few of my whole family was born in Italy, and they were there for years. I mean, you know, my parents came to this country when they were around 25 years old.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes. So for them... it was very much, they knew that culture and that was normal. And walking down the beach and seeing a set of breasts was brand, like, wasn't new. It was whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then seeing, you know, dudes just kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give you visuals here.
Talking
with
about
the
waving,
hand.
Yeah, I get it. Waving in the wind. I get it.
So,
anyway.
So we're back on track, right? Okay. All right.
I love story time with Coach Michael.
Sorry. I can get off track really easily there.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. And something else that I wanted to point out, I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop saying it, is that how differently I think than anyone, almost anyone I know, right? And here's something that kind of proves it, so that if people find this conversation really interesting and they want to talk to me, here's what my phone case says. Lend me your eyes, I can change what you see, but your soul you must keep totally free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah.
It's true.
Sure it is.
People come in to talk with me and about coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I always get that tilted puppy dog
of course
look
you do.
Of like, what?
Yeah.
And it's so different that people actually fall back into, well, I just want to go on a diet, or I just want to do and I just want. They just want to do what they know.
Sure.
But they know what they've just want to do actually doesn't work. So it's so...
No, keep trying it and banging the head against the wall and yo-yoing all over the place.
Yeah.
And,
it's enough of nothing. I got a tough job. It's tough trying to pioneer...
You think?
...an industry like fitness and nutrition. And here's another reason why. So I thought of this, I think it was last night. Everybody's got a fitness DVD. Jump this way, jump that way, go squat this way, this, that. I mean, there are millions, probably billions of CDs that you can buy. Tell me, I could bet I can count on probably both hands, how many CDs are out there that talk about things like food and eating psychology and how extra weight and weight loss.
Compared to the fitness side, probably 1%.
It's disgusting.
Less.
Because it's actually, if you don't understand what you're doing with your body and you just think that going to the gym, walking into a gym is going to help you lose weight, it's a really tough job to get to change, to try to change people's minds.
Not going
to
happen.
It's really hard. I'm sweating just talking about it. Anyhow,
well,
so it's,
you know,
just, I mean, it's psychophysiologic, and that was something that I wanted to make a note of.
Yeah.
It's so complex for people to get into their mind and ask themselves why they do what they do, because they don't want to answer those questions sometimes.
No, of course it's they hard. Don't. It's hard. It's a very hard thing to be able to go inside yourself. Mm. Take a look in the mirror. Mm. That is one of the toughest things, and we've talked about it before on the show, to take a look in the mirror and say, I might be wrong. You know, and it's not about being wrong. It's just about admitting that this isn't working, and you got to find something that truly does. Be honest with yourself and stop with the whole like media stuff of, you know, eat less, exercise more.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that? I'm getting so excited over here. I'm spilling water all over the place.
Whoa. There's a lot of wires over there.
I know there is.
There's a big
short circuit the
stuff.
Entire place, you know? You got to have more willpower.
No such thing as willpower.
No.
There is absolutely no such thing as willpower on this planet.
You know
it is a word that is made up that is wrong.
You know how many times I've heard people tell me, I got to find the motivation?
There's no such thing as motivation either.
You got to motivate me.
I can't motivate anyone.
I can't. I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that.
Weight loss.
Yeah. Oh, we got to find this motivational blog or picture or, you know, no, man.
It's belief.
It's, yeah, you need to believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know?
And then weight loss drugs, what about that?
Oh,
actually,
God.
No, we should skip over that because that's the stuff that sends me right over a bridge.
It's multi-billion dollar industry per year is the weight loss drugs.
Well, you know what we could do, Michael, is we could make life-size bottles, right? Kind of like that. Who was that guy with the big, huge aspirin? And he would like send it to people.
Yeah.
So what we could do to really sort of punctuate what we're doing is we could get life-size pill bottles and you find your Scrooge cat, right? The big, huge ones and put a hole, like a breathe hole through the top. And you and I could be put into these big bottles.
Hold on a second. I'm
and that's the new diet pill. I am a little claustrophobic these days, too. But
I'm a big guy. Put me into a tiny space.
That's good. Right? And then we could put a label that says take Coach Michael and Coach Kelly twice a day for the rest of your life.
Right?
And you'll be healthy.
I love it.
Right?
I love it. It's perfect.
That's
good stuff right there.
Yeah,
write that
see?
One down because that's got to go somewhere. I got ideas in my head already for that. What is it? Staple your stomach. Count your calories. I mean, staple your stomach?
Oh,
look, I understand.
Imagine
I get it.
The
it is
psychological process you must have to go through in your mind to actually say, I'm going to let somebody rip open my stomach with a surgical knife and then put in these surgical staples.
Now, let me ask you about this, because
this
is going to be a very touchy subject, because I'm sure there's some people out there listening right now that may have had these procedures done.
Sure,
right?
I'm sure there's plenty.
And if you have and you want to talk to us about it, absolutely. Because look, I haven't gone through it. I've known clients who have gone through it before coming to me, you know?
Yeah.
And they're with me because they've realized that, oh my God, it's about the lifestyle after the fact, you know?
Yes.
And the doctor does push that. They're starting to make those changes there, and they're starting to educate the clients that it's important to not all of a sudden go back to your old ways, because you just ripped open your stomach for no reason.
That's right.
You know, so give us a call at 978-454-4980 to talk to us about maybe your experience with that.
Yeah. Do you ever think to yourself that weight gain actually isn't your weight, as in W-E-I-G-H-T?
We're going to come back
right
with that.
Too?
So I'll tell you what. Let's come back with that.
My brain's on fire today.
Yeah, let's come back with Coach Kelly's Brain on Fire segment, okay? Uh-huh. You stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we were sitting here and off air. We had Chris come in studio, and I know we'll get you to your Brain on Fire segment
here,
you know.
That's all
but
good.
But Chris came into the studio with the dad bod.
Yeah, I read about it last week and I thought of you guys right off the top of my head. Like, this must drive you guys a little crazy,
because
it's almost like it's almost like a good thing to be that slightly overweight.
You know, there is so much there, man.
Yeah.
There is so much there.
And I got years of research on it.
Yeah, you know. So the dad bod is this new phenomenon.
Phenomenon. So it's D-A-D-B-O-D.
Correct, okay. Dad bod. So basically the dad bod is a woman finding a daddy's bot, not her father, right? Mm-hmm. Well, make this real clear, but just a man who is a father, in general, just more attractive, maybe they're not ripped or lean, or they might have that little bit of a bare belly or whatever it may be. And the woman happens to find them more appealing than the shredded guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like the Greek goddess, god, right?
So I'll take the Greek goddess then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. So
it's all right. I'll take it.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The reason why that's happening,
yeah,
or it's been kind of a phenomenon that's been going on, is because there are psychological things that are going into that choice, right? Call it a choice, like, of, you know,
sure,
finding the dad bod attractive versus the Greek god bod attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychological factors, from my point of view, are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It could be a ton of women out there ready to call this show and start screaming at me, right? So, and then the phone number is 978-454-4980. You know? So, and this is just playing by society's rules right now.
Uh-huh.
That in society, it's basically stated that women should, quote unquote, in a relationship, have the upper hand. To do that, they have to make sure that the man that they're with doesn't exceed looks, appeal, or anything else to any other woman, because then that woman is now secure and he's not going to go anywhere else but her.
That's right.
Okay.
Cray, cray.
And that's short for crazy, right? So it's some crazy stuff going on out there. You know what I mean? It really is.
If you really think about it, we have one of the nuttiest jobs ever.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's like, obviously I don't mean this when I say it, but I'd almost rather be the CEO of IBM.
Right.
Because they at least go in and have a job and they sign papers. And yes, they have a tough job, but they're not trying to change the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
We're dealing with things like dad bod.
Dad bod.
Seriously?
Yeah, the dad bod.
That's a serious psychological issue, right?
It's a serious psychological issue, yeah. And it's very simple. Knock it off, women.
It's true.
Know?
Women do that on purpose so that their man will not be attractive to another woman or man.
Correct.
Depending. But it has women.
It has,
hello,
nothing,
it has nothing
to do with
to
the body.
With, exactly.
Has nothing.
And women, it has nothing to do with you. If you, I'll say it, if you can't satisfy your man, somebody else will. If you're going to keep him in a dad bod, then you are a crazy, wacko bitch. You're crazy. I know. I said it. You're crazy, wacko.
Okay.
You're crazy, wacko. You can't do that to people.
Yeah.
And it's a projection of yourself, and that's disgusting.
All
if
right.
you don't want your man to be healthy, goodbye. You can't be a friend of mine. That's it.
She
you
went
see
off.
What just happened
she
there?
She just went off.
It's because, again, okay, like I said, I know people that have done this, and I take it personally,
sure,
because you can't treat people like that.
No, you can't. And you're limiting
do.
You're limiting the potential of that person, and it's not your job to tell that person what to do, how to
That's
look,
right,
or anything else.
And
they
try
need
to, get
to
the
do
upper
what
hand.
They correct. And
sickening.
On this show, we're talking about like your inner self, your weight. She just went crazy. I need to bring her back in a little bit, right? So show's off the rails. Bye now.
Okay. That's it. I'm done for the day.
Right. So, but what we're talking about here is real stuff. Like this dad bod is
it's
a psychological
so,
thing
yeah.
that's going on. And
it's crazy.
It kind of ties in a little bit to what we're talking about today. You know, the whole weight. What is weight? And you were going to, I'm going to let you keep going.
Yeah,
right?
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I might
but
get
we're going to come back to your
radio.
Brain on fire right now.
Well, it goes
and talk
right.
Talk about the weight. Like, where do people really understand what weight could be coming from?
Spit it out.
Do people really understand what weight could be coming from?
Maybe.
Okay.
But this is a perfect segue into where my brain is on fire
okay.
with the weight might actually not be yours. Right?
Uh-huh.
So the conversation we just had,
yes.
There are women out there mm-hmm. that are intentionally putting these men in these dad bod positions.
Correct.
Okay? And they're putting that weight on them.
Correct.
When in fact, it's not their weight.
It's not their weight to carry.
It's the woman's weight. Her issue.
Right.
Right? Same thing with mothers and children. Okay?
Yep.
Mothers, you know, you get obviously a healthy woman's going to gain some weight. Depending on,
sure.
you know, what she,
yeah.
how she eats and
There's
all that
good
stuff.
There's been a lot of studies that have been done and I've read up on them and stuff
yeah.
like that. And it's, I think the old school used to be like, you know, I'm eating for two. And that's
oh,
no longer
dear.
The case.
It's not true.
It's not,
that's
the truth.
That's an excuse.
You do need nutrients.
You do.
But
of course
your
you do.
Body will produce those nutrients on its own.
On its own.
Yeah. It's a whole nother segment.
Right? But here, check it out. So a mom gains, let's say, 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. We'll take a nice round number. No pun intended. We'll take a nice round number. 40 pounds. 40 pounds during her pregnancy, right? Okay. Enough or nothing. 40 pounds in 9 months, that's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight, okay? So, and I get that some of that's baby weight. Like
sure.
The actual baby.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that.
Yeah.
Not the society, oh, yeah. I have baby weight, right?
Right.
So, but then they have the baby, and they don't, now it turns into that, air quotes, baby weight.
Baby
the
weight.
Baby's gone.
Baby's gone.
The baby's gone out of the body.
You can let go now.
But you can, exactly. You
but
can
we've
let
talked about
go.
This before.
But it's it, the woman could potentially hold on to that weight,
right?
Because she has that weight now of an emotional attachment.
Correct.
That she doesn't know how to release,
right?
Okay, so then they come to.
She thinks by letting go of the weight,
she's letting go of the baby,
and that's not the truth.
Because there's a security, an insecurity. Actually, that's what that is. That's an emotional insecurity.
Correct.
And they don't. They may not know how to get through it. And that's really hard. And when people come to us, we hear baby weight all the time. Baby weight, baby weight. And I'm really, next time somebody comes into the studio and says, I want to lose this 40 pounds of baby weight, I'm going to say, you have a baby in there?
Yeah.
Your baby weighs 40 pounds and it's still in there? Seriously?
And again, I'm sure there's people listening right now.
Oh, and I bet people are throwing up their hands.
Right? They turned off the channel. Nobody's listening anymore. That's it. They're on some other station. Give us a call, please. 978
please
454-4980. You know, just chime in. We'd love to hear.
I mean, there's
what
so
people
much.
Are thinking. I know we're bringing it to the real place. This is real.
We're
and this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. We don't do it to upset anybody, but we
sure
do
we
it.
Do.
Well,
because we want to rattle their cages.
We
want to
rattle people's cages, but we're not doing it in a coming from a mean place.
Yeah.
We're doing it because we genuinely care. And we genuinely are sick and tired of the crap that's being thrown at people every single day.
And
from
this, and they believe that stuff.
Social media, magazines, these ads, and everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Look, it's all about you being you and being the best you that you can possibly be.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Come to us if you want to really deal with that truth.
Right.
And we'll help you through it.
And if you don't really actually want to lose 40 pounds, then fine. Then you are skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are skinny, okay? The word skinny. If somebody's 500 pounds and they go to 300 pounds, does that mean they're skinny? Does that now mean that you're skinny? I don't know.
Does it?
I don't know.
Right.
How much are you supposed to weigh? I don't know.
Right.
It's true. Nobody in this world, not one single person, can tell truly how much they're actually supposed to weigh.
Correct.
Doctors can give you charts and BMI, and people
Correct.
Can come in flapping their wings about BMI all they want. I'm going to tell you right now, the BMI does matter. It
I
doesn't matter.
I can tell you right now that my BMI and my height are supposed
high.
To be about 176 pounds.
Oh, no.
Now, you know how much
I
weigh.
You would look strange.
I'm 245 pounds right now. I'm holding a little excess, powerlifting and stuff
Whatever.
Like that. Yep.
Yeah.
But to make a point clear, I feel very good at around 215.
Yeah.
That's still 30 pounds higher than what my BMI chart says I should be weighing.
Correct.
But I feel good there.
That's right.
So guess what? I'm going to ignore those charts.
Yeah.
And because I feel great at that level, that weight, and say that's who's me. That's me.
Yes.
That's where I belong.
That's
Don't
right.
tell me where
right.
I belong. I'll decide
right.
where I belong.
So if 215 is where you feel comfortable, what happens if you go to 216, Coach Michael?
You know what I'm saying.
No,
does
I'm...
It, does, oh, so
oh,
you're
no,
asking, like,
it.
How does it affect me? It no. doesn't.
Okay.
It
what
doesn't.
Happens if you go to 210?
Doesn't.
Okay. What happens if you go to 195?
It starts to affect my psychology a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a reason there for me, though.
Exactly.
And I know it clearly.
And I was just going to say,
I know
and you
it clearly
know
for
your
me.
Reason.
I know my reason.
I guarantee a huge amount of people have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They think they have this like number goal,
right?
And somebody will come, actually, what happened with her? She said, well, I think I was good at 140. Did you hear that? I think I was good at 140.
Right.
And I said, wow, okay, well, what would happen to you if we went to 125? She said, oh, I'd be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Well, what's the difference?
There's no difference.
It's a numbers game.
That's all it is.
That's all weight loss.
It's weight loss.
That's all it is. It's actually get into your mind and get into your heart. That's the game you should be playing.
Yeah.
That's the game changer right there. Oh, don't get me started on the retreat now.
Oh, yeah?
All this, even more of this stuff is going to come out at the retreat, and we are going to have a blast because...
We're going to have a great time doing
this. It's going to be... People are going to think, I'm going to put it out there, people are going to think that they're going to come to the retreat and they're going to sit down and they're going to listen to me talk.
No.
First of all, if you get to sit down during my workshop, good for you. That means I'm not paying attention to one person.
I'll be in the back throwing stuff at people.
Can you do like spitballs and stuff?
That's just disgusting.
I know.
I got really good at it though in like fourth grade.
Yeah. So, you're like proud of that?
Come on, man.
You know what I did in I think it was like fourth grade too, is I went down into the girls' room and I went to Catholic school for 9 years.
You guys are the worst.
We're crazy, yeah. Right? Hence today's show. And I think I was maybe in fourth grade, and I wonder if I ever got in trouble for it. I know I got in trouble at school. I can't remember if I got in trouble at home because I think I was actually permanently punished. I toilet papered the girls' bathroom in fourth grade. I took the toilet paper off the rolls and I wet it, and I threw toilet paper all over the place.
We did that.
In Catholic school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Myself and my cousins did that at a function, family function. Yeah. Our fathers were not real pleased with us.
How old were you?
Oh, my God. I think we were like around 7 or 8 years old.
Sorry if my mother's listening. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got... I must have gotten in trouble at home.
Yeah.
So something else that is kind of goes back to, you know, weight. Excess weight is really not yours. You have it for a reason. That's why it's called stored energy. It's not called you're fat. It's called stored energy.
Exactly.
You have to remove that energy.
There's a reason that it's there at that moment.
That's right. And
let's be clear about
that. It could be a positive energy or a negative energy.
Correct.
It doesn't always have to be about weight loss.
No.
Right? So
we've put such a bad, bad, negative emotional tone on somebody being overweight.
It's very true. It's very true.
I say we as a collective whole, society.
Because,
like I said, somewhere along the lines, somebody decided
that
it's not good.
Yeah.
And this is not somewhere along the lines.
As recent as
50 years. This is ancient,
yeah,
man.
This is ancient. And it's
We've been
crazy.
Struggling with this for thousands of years.
Yeah. Can we blame it on doctors and BMI? No, we can't.
No.
Okay, that's fine. But here's something that I want to let people think about, too, is that if you are... air quotes, diagnosed with an eating disorder, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
So what is it then?
It's an issue that you have in your life, whether you have severe weight loss, severe weight gain, binge, purge, all of that stuff, right? That goes, you're not a binger. There's something else there. And you have to get in touch with that.
Right.
Right? I love dealing with that stuff. I love ripping labels off of people. Mm-hmm. They always go, ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
Hardy, har, har,
I talked to somebody last week about the whole picky eater.
Ugh,
You're not a picky eater.
No.
You're not.
There's no such thing as a
you've
picky eater.
You've made a choice.
Yes,
in
exactly.
In your head, you've decided that you don't like this particular food.
Yeah.
Have you even given it a try?
So... okay, so it's something interesting that you bring up here, because I had a picky eater client. She was a client of mine for ages. Mm-hmm. And she came in and she said, you know what? I don't even care about food. I don't like food. I don't even want to eat. I eat because I'm hungry, and I eat because it keeps me alive. And I don't care about food.
There's an underlying issue going on there?
Maybe.
Gee, I wonder.
Yeah. But her diet consisted of mashed potatoes, corn, and roast beef, like some type of beef, like a burger, but without the bun.
All the time?
All the time.
Oof.
Okay. And Pepsi.
And you made fun of me and my chicken, broccoli, and rice.
Well, I'm going to make fun of you because I know you.
I get it.
Yeah. But none of her food could ever touch on the plate. Now, this woman is about 55.
Okay.
Right? She still eats that way, has always eaten that way. She calls herself a picky eater.
Mm.
No. And then, you know, we've gotten into the conversations with her about, you know, all right, let's talk about the food. And she's like, how do I kick the Pepsi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And she would tell me some stories, not realizing what was coming out of her mouth at the time. You know, my mom used to always overcook dot, 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 dot.
Got it.
Or if she made pasta, it was always dot, 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 right? It was never right. It was never appealing to her as a child.
So she just developed that food is...
The palate.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So if you... It's the whole Coke Pepsi thing. Mm-hmm. If you're a Coca-Cola drinker,
yep.
Pepsi is like blech.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're a Pepsi drinker, Coca-Cola is like blech.
Exactly.
Right? It's yep. the same thing.
I hear you.
So if somebody put a piece of ham in front of her, she's going to go, "Oh, this is not roast beef. It just doesn't taste good." It's just like anything else. You just got to keep on trying.
Just keep
you got to do
trying.
What's right for your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I felt bad for her because she struggle. Was overweight.
That's a big struggle, man.
Yeah.
That's a
I
big
mean,
struggle.
To try to kick Pepsi at the age of 55 because mm-hmm. that's what you've had your
been
entire
accustomed
life.
To? Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Anyway, so when I rip those labels off of people like binge eating, picky eating, and all that good stuff, I'm telling you, they got a big label on themselves. It hurts when I rip it off.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder why people might be afraid to come talk to me. I rip those labels off. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're up.
So
ding.
Yeah.
Where's a little ding ding? Do we have the ding ding?
Well, just kind of add into that weight and the whole body fat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just the relationship with body fat.
Yes.
Is nuts. Is
As
nuts.
In like peanuts.
Right? Even those people that have just a little bit of it are still crazy over the whole body fat thing.
Yeah,
they
well,
think
you
it's
need
like
body fat.
You do. Your body
you
needs
need
body
to live.
Fat. If all of a sudden you had zero body fat, you'd drop dead.
Yes, you would.
You couldn't survive.
Your brain wouldn't work.
No, you couldn't because
you're
I know
because everybody's a fathead.
Right.
Literally because
Why?
Six about your brain has a ton of fat up there so it
exactly.
can function.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 60%.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's
you
packed.
Know. Body fat, it has a purpose. It serves a purpose.
Yes, it
There's
does.
Stored energy there. It keeps you alive.
It protects your organs.
Protects your
it
organs.
It does all kinds of stuff.
There's so many incredible factors
yeah.
that we need body fat for.
Yeah.
What the number percentage of body fat your body needs, again, yeah. like I've stated for myself,
yeah.
that's for you to determine for yourself. Don't let anybody else tell you what feels right in your body. Don't let anybody project that onto your body. I know
yes.
there's
yes.
relative numbers. Obviously, we work with
sure,
the numbers,
sure, sure.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's a whole other side of that that's psychological.
Yeah, and we got to find a way, actually, to get people, even the people that are using our app now,
mm-hmm.
well, how many calories am I supposed to have? Who
right.
cares? We got to find a way right. to get that that conditioning that... that they hear and that they say, we got to get that out of their head. I wonder if there's a way we can get our app to work
mm-hmm.
and actually not tell people how many calories they're taking in. Because who
think
cares?
We can.
Oh, that's silly.
Yeah, it's just not. It's
you
numbers
see
based.
How my brain works,
I
though.
Know,
You're
I
like,
know.
Oh God, here she's creating
right.
more work.
Right. Stop it.
Do it all the time.
Knock it off.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I don't know how my brain. It just goes crazy.
Yeah.
It just goes nuts.
So, what else you want to chat about? You want to keep talking about this?
Well, did you have something in mind?
No, not at all.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think you're lying to me.
Nope.
Coach Michael.
Well, we got the retreat.
Well, then...
It's a pretty
well,
big deal.
Why do you look like
up.
The cat that ate the
because
canary
Because it looks like
right
you got
now.
Something else to say.
I don't have anything. I'm going to stay quiet
you're
for
You're going
to
stay quiet
minutes.
Now? Yeah? That's real cute.
Good luck.
Try that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that won't happen.
That's difficult.
Kelly is a chatterbox.
Yeah. Well, we got the retreat, and we brought it up about 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
That we're going to be doing workshops.
Yeah.
So if people are still interested, yes, we have some spots available. Okay.
Yeah, but one of the two houses is full.
It is.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That...
One of the two houses is already full. So we have some spots available. The retreat is $495 for an entire weekend spent at the Cape with myself, Coach Kelly, and a ton of fantastic clients and
Friends.
Newbies
yes.
that are going to be coming in, listening to us, but not only listening to us, this is going to be fully interactive. We're going to be doing a biking day.
Yep.
I'm going to be doing biking on one of the days,
yeah,
kayaking on the
days,
other
right.
day.
Yes.
And it's just going to be an absolute blast.
Yeah.
What else we got going on? I mean, breakfast and lunch.
Oh, yes.
We're
going to make
care
breakfast
of that,
and lunch for everybody.
Right?
And we
These
have,
guys get a cooler.
Yep, they get a cooler. I got to order those, right?
Yeah, you do.
I still right? got to order those. Yeah, I got to get on that.
Yeah. What else? I know there's so much
well,
going on
then
there.
Well, at night, they're going to be able to do all their own thing.
All
there's
their own
tons
thing
of restaurants around there.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
honestly, who doesn't want to be down the Cape
no.
in
Come on.
June 12th to 14th? It's going to be gorgeous. Enough of nothing. Stephanie and, was it Judy?
Yep.
Their homes are
their
amazing.
Their homes are beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
And situated
right on the water.
Right there. Like, it's just a, they're beautiful places.
Yeah. So it's
they're absolutely
be really
beautiful
great.
Places.
I mean, I think that's kind of all we're going to, I say it like, oh, that's all we're going to be
all.
Doing.
No, this is a jam-packed weekend. No. You're coming out, you're going to be coming out of this.
Buckle up now.
With a lot of education.
Yeah.
And hopefully a different point of view. A different way of seeing.
There's no way that people are going to walk out of there and say, well, that was useless.
Right?
There's
well,
no way.
I'll tell you right now, there's no way. And if you pick up one thing from that entire weekend and you bring it home, that's usually what ends up happening to myself when
yeah.
I go to a retreat.
Oh, yeah.
I am always looking, I'm open-minded, and I'm always looking for that moment. And when it hits me, even if that's just the one thing that I took away, but it was a 3-day, 4-day, whatever it is, I took something away.
How many retreats have you been to?
Is it 4 now? Something like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was only 2? Am I crazy?
I don't know.
Hold on. Don't answer that question.
Yes.
I love being crazy. Yeah. My crazy's so coming back, too. I can't wait for these pigtails to come back and my hair to grow out. The reason why I asked how many retreats you've been to, because I wanted to see if you had examples of things that you...
Have taken away?
Give an example.
Okay, so I think one of the very first retreat that I went to, I walked in there with a clear vision of what I was going to do. And that stick of dynamite was thrown into there, and that wasn't what I came away with.
That's such a great way to say it. A stick of dynamite was thrown into your thought process.
Yeah, it totally
you
was.
You walk in and go, oh, this is going to be...
Right. This is not what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Perfect. And then I do what I do best. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of person that I will just let it happen. So for me, walking into that particular retreat during that weekend with an intention was... Uh-huh. I'm not going to say wrong, but it was wrong for me to do, you know, because that's not who I am. I usually walk in with a very clear, open mind and just say, what's going to happen today? What am I going to get
true.
Out of this
you
today?
That's true. You are very like that.
Yeah.
You are very like
and
that.
And I enjoy being like that because I guess I love surprises.
You know? I love surprises.
Yeah. Mm. I'm a fan of just like learning something new and just letting it hit me because I'm open to it. And
definitely.
That's what the universe is going to serve me. On that particular day.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
it's meant to happen that way.
That's right. And that's really what it's for. It's time to spend with yourself outside of yourself.
Exactly.
Like if you're just always going to be yourself, then don't go to a retreat. Honestly,
right?
You know what I mean? Like if you're going to go like a stick in the mud, don't waste your money. Don't waste your time.
Absolutely.
And I find that I've been to 11 retreats plus 2 power speaking weekends.
Right.
Plus we went to the FBS 15, which I'm not sure if you could really call that a retreat, but in its own way, it kind of was because we got to step inside of our fitness business stuff instead of our, psychological and emotional.
Right.
I think of the power of speaking, the first one I went to, I thought we were going to get something totally different than what we got, which was, very interesting, but the 11 other, why is that funny? Oh, okay. The other 11 retreats I've gone to with Miss Wendy Kaplan, I never go with an intention because I know, like you said, a stick of dynamite's going to be thrown into it and I'm just going to let it be what it should be.
Allow it to serve you at that moment. Your body knows what it needs. Your mind also knows what you need.
Yeah, yeah.
If you open it wide enough, guess what's going to happen?
Something's going to come in.
Something's going to come in.
Right?
And what needs to come in is going to come in.
Yeah. So our retreat, clubinhalexl.com. Wellness retreats at the top of the page, June 12th or 14th.
Perfect.
Yay.
So it's that time again.
I know.
Yep.
Every week you say it at the same time.
Absolutely. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Chris, thank you for bringing up Dad Bod. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot of psychological stuff there. We'll look more into that. Maybe we'll come back with that next week. A little bit more of a segment there.
Okay.
We're back next week, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Make sure to check us out on clubinhaleexhale.com. Call us at 888-707-1102 for a free strategy session with us. Signing off, Club Inhale Exhale Green Chocolate Bar. Have a great day.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com.
And facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.